So as it relates to raid on today's daf, I was thinking, Dover B'itay Matoy, we're standing, Ezes Hashem in the Altnaya Shul in Prague. I thought it's kedai to talk about one of the most famous, if not the most famous, gittin of all time, which took place in Europe in the latter part of the 18th century, which had ripple effects and ramifications, not only in Hilchis Gerushin, but in Halacha in general, and in Hashkofa in general. And it was something that featured very, very, very prominently in the city of Prague, and specifically with the Obeznin of Prague of the latter part of the 18th century, Rabbi Cheska Landau, the great Noid B'Yehuda. So just a little bit of background as it relates to the story of what's known as the Get Mikliva, the Get of Cleves. So the story began in the year 1766, Taf Kuf Chav Vav, in Germany. There was a man, his name was Isaac, or more popularly known then as Itzik Nyberg. He lived in Mannheim, Germany, and he was set to marry a girl whose name was Leah Gunzhausen. She was from Bonn, Germany. The wedding was to take place in Mannheim, which was where Itzik was from, and it was going to take place sometime in the summer. Either way, summer comes, the mishpachas come together a few days before the wedding, which was going to be on a Tuesday night, and immediately when the kala's mishpacha met the chassan, they realized he was a little eccentric, and there was something that was making them feel a little bit uncomfortable. Ad kedei kach, that Leah's parents, the kala's parents, weren't comfortable moving forward with the shidduch, standing under the chuppah, unless they met with him and they tried understanding a little bit this, what they thought was odd behavior. So they sit down with him and they say, is everything okay? Everything's amazing. I'm looking forward to Shetovim and Slachas, King this beautiful chassidim to build a bayis nevim b'Yisrael. They say, yeah, but I understand, but something seems to be a little bit funny. He says, oh, you mean because I'm in a little bit of a bad mood? No, it's true, I am. But the reason is because, you know, my father had promised me an apartment that we would move into after we get married. Turns out my sister got engaged around the same time, and he decided instead of giving me the apartment, he's instead going to give it to my sister, and that's why I'm a little bit mavulvul, but no, everything is fine, I can't wait for the chasana. Okay, they heard it seemed to have made sense. There was a wedding, there was a first Sheva Brachas, a second Sheva Brachas, third Sheva Brachas, everything was going great. Shabbos morning, the Kala, Leah, wakes up, she's looking for her husband, the Einenu, Ki Loka Choyse Elikin. Starts asking around, did anybody see Itzik? Where did he go? Nobody knows where he is. They looked here, they looked there. Finally got to the point, they started getting worried. They called the Polizei. Polizei couldn't find them. They set up this very, very large perimeter. And then finally, 4 hours away from where they were, they found Itzik hiding in a barn that belonged to a non-Jew underneath a stack of hay with a wad of cash in his pocket. They said, Itzik, is everything okay? See, I'll be honest with you, not everything is okay. So what happened? So I can't tell you what happened because there's some really dangerous people that are after me, but my life is in really, really great danger. The police said, don't worry about it. We're going to provide you with a security detail. We're going to bring you back home. Your wife is waiting for you. Your mishpacha is waiting for you. There's a big Shabbat Shev brachas that was set up. Come with us and everything is going to be okay. So Itzik shows up. They get together. I'm assuming it was a shtickle awkward, but they come and they prabha the rest of Shabbos together. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they finished the Sheva Brachas. And then the Mishpacha said, you know something, maybe Mannheim is not the best place for this young couple to settle. Maybe it would be a better idea if they go to Bonn. That's where Leah was from. And we'll go there, and maybe those scary people won't be there, and it seems to be a little bit more appropriate. And everybody thought that that was very, very reasonable. So the Mishpacha comes together, and they set out, and they're going to go to Bonn. So who's going? The Chus and Kala obviously are going. The Kala's parents and their entourage, meaning all the people that had been allowed them for this simcha, these are the people that are going together. So as they're traveling together, the shalom bias of this Chus and Kala, right, got off to a little bit of a rocky start. It's already not so good, and it's awkward, and it's not so geschmack, and it keeps on talking about how his life is in danger, and this is very, very scary, and he thinks he needs to run away to London. That's where he's going to go. In London, he thinks he's safe, and that's something that he needs to do. And this Leah realized that, you know, maybe this shidduch wasn't such a good idea. You know what? Let him run to London. Just give me a get. And like this, I'll be fine. I'll be able to marry somebody else. And he actually thought it was a good idea as well. So they decided that they're going to get divorced. They needed a rod, however, to be masada the bed. Now, they were traveling. They were en route. So they weren't in Mannheim, which is where he was from. They're not in Bonn, which is where she was from. So they had to find some neutral site where they're going to go, and they're going to find a masada to get, some rabbi, Itchsime, the Masira, it's going to be Lo Lishma. They're going to work it out, and like this, they're going to be able to get divorced. And one of the people that was part of the group of the Kalas Mishpacha was a Yid by the name of Rab Shimon Kopenhagen, who, although is maybe not one of the most famous Rabbanim of that era, but through his involvement in the Get Mikliva actually became quite well known, quoted very, very often in the Tshuvas. He said, I know about 100 miles from here, there's a city called Klif. We know it's Cleves. There's a very, very chashuv rav there. His name is Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz, and we're going to go to him. Let him be masada the get. So they go to Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz. They arrive about 2 weeks to the day for when the chasim took place. Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz meets the man. He meets Itznik. He meets the Kala. He meets Leah. He speaks to this Rav Shimon in Copenhagen. He finds out all the different details, and he decides there's no question this marriage should be terminated, and he's the masada of the get. He writes the get. He gives it to her. They're free to get married. This man, in the meantime, is on his way to London, but he goes home first. He goes back to Mannheim and he tells his parents, by the way, I have some news for you. I got divorced. He says, you got divorced? You just got married? Yeah, it's not working out. I'm in danger. I have to run to London right now. I just want you to know that I had no choice. I had to give it up. Who gave the get? Who was the Masada of the get? Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz, the Rav of Cleves. He's the one that was Masada of the get. He says, there was money involved. It was a nadin. He says, no, we worked it all out. Really, how'd you work it out? Well, it turns out she got the much better end of the deal than he did. And when the family heard that, they were furious. And bechlal, they were furious. They felt that this is a young couple, and how do you just go and let this couple get married? The husband's parents should have been consulted on some level. He should know a little bit about what's going on. Nobody said a word. The deal seemed to be very one-sided. It turns out that the reason they went to Cleves from all places, which was pretty far from where they were at the time, they could have gone to some local places, was because Rav Shimon Kopenhagen, who's part of the Kala's Mishpacha, so to speak, the friends and family, thought that that was the right thing to do, and they felt some negias here. Something was very, very off. They didn't like the get. Problem is, he divorced her. But they had an etza. They consulted with one of their Rabbanim friends, whose name was Rav Tevel Hess. And Rav Tevel Hess said, let's be honest, we know Itzik. Itzik is 100% Beseder. He's a shaita. He ran away on Shabbos, in the middle of the Shabbos Sheva Brachas, with money. He's hiding in a barn underneath a stack of hay because they want to kill him, and the only place he's safe is in London. That's not exactly such a normal story. A shaita can't divorce his wife, because a shaita has to be a bardas. Now, it's interesting. A shaita maybe could receive a get. That's a whole different sugya. But whether or not he can divorce his wife is easy. That's not a shaylet. The Torah says, "V'nasa b'yado." You have to have das. And if you don't have das, there's no way that you can give your wife a get. So they timed it that this get is not even a get in the first place. The problem is, the Tevel Hess didn't have the places to go ahead and to say that a get that was given was really not a good get. So he decided that he knows someone who sits on the great Besdin of Frankfurt. This is all taking place in Germany. I'm going to send it to the Frankfurt Besdin, Uberoysham, Rab Avram Abish, who is the Besdin of Frankfurt, and I'm going to send it to them. I'm going to tell them the story exactly the way it happened, and let them pass, and you'll see, they'll be machria, that Itzik was not bedaito in order to be able to give a get, and like this whole thing is going to go away. The kachar, they send a message to the Frankfurt Besdin, and the Frankfurt Besdin is ma'ayinin, the inyan. They do some due diligence, and nimnu v'gomru, they paskin that this Itzik, Hassan Danan, was not mit the alamin. He's a shaita lahalacha. He has no ability to divorce his wife. And they put out a kol koyim. And they said, I want you to know that this woman who's walking around and she's acting like she's a pnuya, she's not a pnuya, she's an eish ish, and any person that's going to marry her is going to be oivachadi krisus, and the children are going to be mamzerim. There's no question in the world that he did not have the ability to divorce his wife. When the girl heard this, Rachmana Litzlan, I received the get. I got it from a chosheva of Besdin, Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz, who was Mefurz. It wasn't the Frankfurt of Besdin, but he was a chosheva Rav. He says, what's going on over here? So they went and they decided that they're going to go to Rabbanim and they're going to tell their side of the story. So they go to different Rabbanim, they tell their side of the story. The word got out, chavre chavre islay, the chavre islay. And in this case, it was Gaivid the Gaivitis, like all the Abbezins and Klal Yisrael, they all chimed in and they all got involved and opined on what exactly the status of this situation was. And Ruba of the Gaonim of this man all held that the guy was a good guy. There's no question. And the Dayanim of Frankfurt were wrong. Now, just to get a sense of who was involved, Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote extensively on the get of Cleves. The Pnei Yeshua wrote about the get me Cleves. The Shnagas Aryeh Paskin Behechler, that this woman was able to get married. The Merkavis HaMishkan, Rabbi Shloim HaChelemoy, he wrote about the get me Cleves. And the Noida Yehuda, the Abbezin of Prat, he also wrote about the get me Cleves. And they all said that as far as we're concerned, this woman 100% was divorced. When the Frankfurt Bezdin heard all the Rabbanim coming out against them, they were very, very disappointed. We paskin. What do you mean? We paskin. The Shaila was brought to us. And once we paskin the Shaila, you can't just go in your base medish and decide that a snack that we said is wrong. It's not so posh. You're going against the Bezdin. This is something that we paskin. So the Rabbanim said, I hear. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But at the same time, so explain to us why you feel differently than we do. And they said a dover chiddush b'noira ad l'moed, which took on a life of its own and really was the key nakuda for why the get me Cleves became so important historically. The Frankfurt Bezdin said, we don't owe it to you. I'm sorry. The mechilas kvoitchem, you're all very chashid. But we don't owe it to you to explain to us the psak that we had. We were Bezdin. This Schneider was brought to us. We presided over this din tayra, and we decided that this man is a shaitan. As a result, he's not able to divorce his wife. You want me to explain it to you? Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Shagas Aryeh, Echteis, I'm a choyvta. And as a result, this is our psak, and we stand by that psak. And the Rabbanan said, Rabbi Nishalayim, have a right to do that. What do you mean? We're talking and learning. It's not so posh. How am I going to fry over here? Just because you're the biggest bezdin in Klal Yisrael, or Shekein or Shalom, it doesn't matter. You have no right to do that. This is not the way Messiah works. It's not the way Halacha works. And if somebody wants the question, they have a right to question, and you owe us an explanation. They didn't feel that they were owed an explanation. And as a result, the Rabbanim, who b'roishon b'noi de Yehuda, felt that he had no choice, and he had to come out very, very stark. Now, I just want to be machmir that the b'noi de Yehuda was one of many Rabbanim that played a very, very important role in the get of Cleves. But according to most, the b'noi de Yehuda played the most important role. And the reason is that Yehuda, his whole kavanah in this Indian was to try to make shalom. And he reached out to the Frankfurt Bezdin and said, don't you see what's going on over here? And developed because of this. And we have to figure out a way to do it. And in fact, the Noyd Yehuda's son, Yakivka, who we'll talk more about later, when he wrote Divrei Hesped on his father, the Noyd Yehuda, in the Akdama, the Madura Tinyana, of Shnailas Achuvas Noyd Yehuda, he talks about the role of his father, not just as a poisik and a manik, but as a politician, as someone that was able to manage the Oyster Shalom B'mroimo. Someone on that level, he mentioned two examples. He says, the role that my father played in the Machloikis between Rabbi Yonis and Ibish and Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and he said, the role that my father played in the story of the Get Me Cleves. So the role that he played was legendary. It was legacy-defining as far as who the Noid of Yehuda was as a manik, as a lamdin, and as someone that was very, very stark, but at the same time, b'darkei anova and b'midas atznius. And that is, we have six tshuvas, and shalos tshuvas, Noid of Yehuda, on the topic of Get Me Cleves. In preparation for this, you see, I went through all six. They're not shayach in the level. It's unbelievable. There's so much there, and obviously we don't have the ability to go through this properly. But just to get a little bit of a hergish, a little bit of a sense of what's going on in these tshuvas, of the six tshuvas, one of them is very long. One of them is like 15 pages long, where he goes through the lumbus of the sugya. At the end of the day, we're not historians. We leave that for our chaverim. We're more in the lane of Daf Yomi, and as a result, we'll stick a little bit more to the halacha, but just to get a little bit of a sense of what's going on. Just going to read a few paragraphs. Again, a mamish being boirer, oichol mitoich oichol, in terms of which lines to read, because if we went through all 15 lines, I think it's all 15 pages, I think it's riveting. But I'm just going to mention a few lines. So this is a letter that was written to the Gaivit of Frankfurt, Rabbi Abram Avish, by the Noid of Yehuda. And by the way, the Noid of Yehuda was obviously the Abbezin of Prague, but he was a little bit younger than he was Soif Yom. So this is in 1766, 1767. The Yehuda was Nifter in 1793, just to get a little bit of a perspective of how old the Noid Yehuda is at the time. So he said, Solulu Oznai, Bekoila Shmua. Says, my ears heard a cry. Zaka so isho haluva, maros leya bas Rab Yaakov, mi buna, asher neskarsha mi baila Rab Itzik ben Rab Leze mi Menhoim. Famasadra get who chacham be Yisrael harav hamoy hagoy lamufursim L'shvach, Zokav Yoshev Yeshiva Min Urav Ad Ata Rabbi Yisroel Of Bezden Dekilo Kedosha Klif V'amedino Betzirov V'ata Arye Shoag Milo Yira She'ova Ho Arye Misivchoy Embade Guroysa. There's a lion I hear roaring together with his little the little lion. So he says, who is that? V'chvoy Da Rav Agoyin Amafursim Batayro U'bachsidus Rabbi Avram Of Bezden the Frankfurt of mine, who's not Shayach. Him, he has one Choshev Bezdin Yimino. He has another Choshev Bezdin Smoilo. One Bezdin is more famous than the other Bezdin. And these fucking dinim, they put out a cruise and they said that this woman is Becheskas, Eshes Ishkaima, Lecholat Tvorim, get Botul, the Gamri, the Shemuteris, Afilu, the Kohuna, and Yomus Baila Hanagar Shana. There's no question in the world that this woman is not divorced. For Isha and Al Tsayekes, Krushani. What are you talking about? I got a get from a choshev of a bezdin. How do you have a right to say this? The rabbi misadr and Rabbi Yisrael Lifshitz soyeg she called the name shalchach me frank for the mind who rak lekino l'sinah. He says v'shehu meyed she beget hanal emay shum doifi v'nasa ketasu kahalacha v'kvar misoyru roiv chach me hamedina tzalalu v'kosful v'kilu kadosh a frank for the mind levar devrayim kesimlo alma umeyezet tam heim bevatlan agatanal. And all the rabbanim, they reached out to the bezdin of Frankfurt. They said, explain yourself. Why are you doing this? The Mesadre who got the Batayah. The Mesadre gets a God of Batayah. It wasn't a Kal, it was a God of Yisrael. He said he gets a good get. Why are you saying otherwise? The Yifrushu Taima Vinimukam, Kiroi Lachol Chachne Yisrael. This is the way it's supposed to be. You have to explain yourself. The Chachne Kilu Kadosh and now Mianu Lahoshev Shum Tam Verai. But they refused to explain themselves. Rakach also the Machshava Lefonenu, the Enonu Tzrichim Lefalfu Bezeim Shum Chochom Yichachne Yisrael. This is what we think, and we're not mechuyev to talk to you. Ubi yodenu levar dover ze, umilfonenu levar mishpat hazeh yetze. Vishnein rishos l'shum chacham yisrael ledaber dover be'esek hazeh. Nobody has a right to talk about. V'zeh hechrizu b'beis haknesa shalehem. Gifi hanusuch me'akrush ha'shoch lehim v'atzmu liyadi. He says, you know, I know they said that. No, he says, I'm not relying on. They sent this to me. That's how I know. Zok tach noyde b'yehudu. Shumu shamayim al zeh. The history of Jewish people is you talk, you interact. They mamish paskin that all the chachmi ador uki ilu kulam talmidein v'nechshavim l'moir halacha b'fnei rabbi. That any other person that's going to opine on the get me cleaver is l'moir halacha b'fnei rabbi. Zok tonight b'yehuda v'afim hoya adover kein. Let's say it was true. Halei reish lakish talmidei shor Rabbi Yochanan hoya. Reish lakish was a talmid Rabbi Yochanan v'nechlek olav baharmi mekoynis. And he always argues with him. V'loi hikpid Rabbi Yochanan olam ayoylam. There's not one gemara where Rabbi Yochanan has a kepeid on reish lakish. V'kachu darku shor teire zem makshiv zem afari. And this is something that they went ahead and they violated. He goes on to Yehuda and he says that I sent many letters to the Bezdin. And the Bezdin felt that they didn't owe me an answer. So he says, I'm reaching out to you now. Rabbi Avram Abish, the of Bezdin. Maybe you're going to talk to me. And he tells him, I understand why the Bezdin doesn't want to talk. They don't know who I am. And they understand that they're very, very choshev, and I'm not, and it's rather true. He says, but you and I, we go back. We go back years. Maybe they went to yeshiva together. Maybe they went to brother place together. I don't know. But he says, we go back a very, very long time. And as a result, you know that I'm not as choshev as you, but I'm kedai at least to talk to you a shtickle of learning. So please, could you explain yourself a little bit? And, you know, maybe this is something that you can explain to me. Maisa, Rabbi Avram Abish, took the same position that the Dayanim of Prague took. And he said, I'm not responding to you. The Dayanim of Frankfurt took. And he said, I'm not responding to you. And he explained himself a little bit. Maybe Yehuda's Miram is maybe what the explanation was. But it doesn't even matter because the Rebbe Yehuda dismissed it and he thought it had no places. And at the end of the day, he didn't really give him any good explanation for what they did. There was another thing that bothered the Rebbe Yehuda terribly. And that is that the Bezdin of Frankfurt, when they opined on this get, they never met with Leah. They never met with the Kalim. And this is halach in Shulchan Aruch, that a Bezdin can't pass in the Shaila unless the two Bali Dinim are standing in front of him. And the Rebbe Yehuda said, how is it possible that you overlooked such a mefurish halach? Because I don't know one real Bezdin that would have ever done that. I partially don't understand. How is it shayach in the Velt you would do such a thing? So Nehid Yudah said, I think this is the reason. I think you got involved a little bit, and then there was some Midas Royce that got involved in this whole Indian. There was Kass, and there was Gaiva, and he says, I know how choshev you are. You're tzaddikim, you're mamish like Hillel. Hillel Azokim. Oh, but the Gemara Azok that Hillel was once Balachal Gaiva, the Maisa with the B'nai B'Seira, could you bring a carbon Pesach on Shabbos? And because of that, he was Balachal Tois. And you're on the Madreg of the Moshe Rabbeinu from the Dar. That's what he tells Rabbi Mabashal. You're Moshe Rabbeinu. No Shiloh. You're Moshe Rabbeinu. You're Moshe Rabbeinu. Incidentally, he keeps on writing that every letter that I wrote Bahava Rabu Bahavas Oilam. He was Machmiah himself on such a level. It's a Musar Shmuz. I'm telling you, you don't have to learn the Seal Sashar. You can learn the Noid Behuda the way he spoke to the Chachmei Frankfurt the Mayan, and this is Mamash Musa. But the bottom line is, he said Moshe Rabbeinu was Balach Al Kas. And we've bought the Chal Kass, we've bought the Chal Toys. He says, I'm not being choshed at you. What am I saying? That you bought the Chal Gaivas, you bought the Chal Toys? Hillel Azokim was also. You bought the Chal Kass, you bought the Chal Toys? Moshe Rabbeinu was also. It's a machzachazai. This is what happens. And as a result, he said, but the bottom line is, you made a terrible, terrible mistake, which means, number one, I don't understand you, but also, it means that your din is stamazoi, not a din. Because even if a bezdin paskins, and you want to tell me you could be mafalful in halacha, whether it has a cheshbon or doesn't have a cheshbon, but that's if they did what they were supposed to do. You never executed properly. Because you never met with the two bali dover, and as a result, your whole din is batal umavotal, and because it's batal umavotal, therefore, I'm not going to regard anything that you said. Now, the Noid Yudah said like this. As it relates to this get, is it a good get or is it not a good get? He says, really, I shouldn't have to say anything. Because Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz was the Masada get. He said it was good. So what are we being ma'ir now? Like, what am I doing? I'm going to start questioning it. There's no reason for us to question it. But because this became such a big tumult in Klal Yisrael, and because the Bezdin, this is who he's talking to, you took such a strong position one way, I feel that the right thing to do is to objectively sit down and learn the sugya, and as a result, we're going to get to the bottom of whether this get is a good get or not. Now, we're not going to objectively sit down now and learn the sugya, because that's just going to take too long. But there is a little toyamel that I think is worth having, because it brings out the longest chelik of how the Noid of Yehuda approached this. So really, at the core of this shayla, of whether or not Itzik was able to divorce his wife Leah or not is whether Itzik had a din of a shaita, or he didn't have a din of a shaita. So really what we need to do is we have to learn Hilcha Shaita. So tonight we're giving the Zion Masechta Shaita, and now we have to learn Hilcha Shaita. So we have to sit down and we have to learn the halachas here of a shaita to understand what's the title of a shaita. Thus made a shaita in halacha. Okay, so we all have maybe our own preconceived notions of what a shaita is. But that's not the question. The question is not what American law says a shaita is, or what we think a shaita is. The question is, what Chazal says a shaita is. And the emes is, it's a mefurish gemara. It's a gemara in the Sechtes Chagiga, Daf Gimel on the days. The gemara brings a braisa. The gemara says, Toru Rabban, Ezeu shaita. This is the big question. Ezeu shaita, it's a braisa. Look, the gemara, Hayotzi Yechid Balayla. If somebody goes out outside by night, all by himself, if somebody sleeps in a Beis HaKfaris, if somebody tears his begotten, that person is a shaykh. The Gemara brings him, Achlikis HaMairah. Rav Huda said, Achiyu kulum bevas achas. This person has to do all of them bevas achas. Rav Yochanan said, Afilu beachas mihen. And the Gemara comes out, Kamuvim, we always pass like Rav Yochanan, the halach is like Rav Yochanan, that if a person shows symptoms of one of these three things, he's a yoytzi yechidi balayla, he's a lum bevas HaKfaris, he's a mekareya es susay. The halacha is that he has a din of a shaita. The Gemara later brings another brisa that says ezeu shaita ze hamaabin kol mashanoisim. Everything you give him, he loses. This person is also considered a shaita. The bottom line is, if you go through the sugya, there's four simonim muvhakim of what is a shaita. Number one, a yoytzi yechidi balayla. Number two, a lam beveis akvaris. Number three, a mekareya es susay. And number four, it's someone that's maabin kol mashanoisim. It's a very, very big machlokes rishonim. Had to understand Pashup Shah in this Gemara. The Beis Yosef, Vilchus Gerishin, brings from two Rishonim, Rabbeinu Simcha and Rabbeinu Avigdor, that both said that these simonim of the Gemara Adaf, that it's only someone that has these exact simonim, Ehis Nashoyim. But anyone else, even if it's Me'inyim, Me'inyim, Ba'isa Inyim, it doesn't matter. It's not going to be considered a shaita. Chazal said, Ezeu shaita, and they didn't give you like a general class, they gave you specific examples of what a shaita is. Okay, so either you meet these criteria, you can check off one of these four boxes, or you can't. If you could, you're a shaita, a shrecha b'toivla, and it's not, then you're not, and as a result, you're going to be considered a pikeach, l'chol davar. The Rambam, however, is chaylik. The Rambam is in Hilchos Eidos, it's Perek Tes. The Rambam is Halacha Tes. Rambam says as follows: Hashoyta posle Eidos min haTorah. Hashoyta is posle Eidos min haTorah, v'fisha in ben mitzvahs, because he's not chay ben mitzvahs. V'loy shoyta shum mahalich orim u'mishar b'keim. V'zoyrik avon v'vad. Not just those three interesting examples. Elako mishen nitrufa daitoy. Any person that has a tirufadas, v'nimtzas daitim mishubeshes tamid b'davim min haTvarim, and you find very often that his das is mishubesh in one zach. Even though when it comes to all things, it's what we know as the shoyta b'davarecha. It doesn't matter. I raised an apostle who bechal shoyta b'yichashet. This person is an apostle, and he's going to be considered a shoyta. In other words, the Rambam's mefurish that the Rambam doesn't have to be dafka the simanim of the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga. These are just the dugmos. But kein b'chachom b'yechkamoy, pun intended. And as a result, any person that has anything similar to that would also be considered a shaita. Bottom line is, it's a machloikis rishon. Now that's pashit. That Chassan Benan, Reb Itznik, he was somebody that his shtus was coming over the fact that he thought people were trying to kill him. And really, he couldn't check off any of the boxes that the Gemara mentions in the Masechtas Chagiga Daf Gimel Amud Beis, which means that according to Rabbeinu Simcha and Rabbeinu Avigdor, really, Itzik being a shoita, the whole notion of it is dead on arrival. He's a kipi keach l'chol davar. It's only like the Rambam. Oh, but the Rambam is doch, Rabban Shekol b'nei ha-goyla, is doch moron. We, of course, paskin like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch brings the Lashon and the Rambam. And as a result, it's based on the sheet of the Rambam that this was a question. And that is Itzik a shoita or is Itzik not a shoita? So the Rebbe said a few things, just namish, right away. He said, what's the symptom that this person is showing? He's scared. He thinks people are trying to kill him. That makes you a shaita? If you think people are trying to kill you, does that mean you're a shaita? Well, it depends if people are really trying to kill you or not. But if he thinks that maybe people are trying to kill him, that in and of itself doesn't make him a shaita on arrival. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's the case. And the Rebbe Yehuda says that I know that Rabbi Srob Lipschitz told me that he met with this Itzik. He asked him, who's trying to kill you? He told him, swore him to secrecy, but he was made that it was a real reason. It was a real, real reason. And because it was a real reason, you have no right to go ahead and call him a shaita. Mechatesni. He was a pachtin. That's what he was. Maybe this was real. Because he has anxiety, maybe. I don't know. Doesn't make you a shaita, said the Noyde Buta. And Befrat, we know what it was. Now, one of the tainas that the Frankfurt Bezdin had is that he ran to London, and now all of a sudden he came back. Vayuva. Now, there's no issue. So said the Noyde Buta, what is that? That can mean one of two things. Either it can mean that risk, that danger is no longer clear and present, or he says maybe now he's acting like a shaita. Because maybe really he should have been afraid. And as Kimar Nashtikal HaShaita Yetz, he says, ah, you know what? Even though my life is at risk, I'm going to live dangerously. I'm coming back. But he says, you don't know. The only person that knows is Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz. Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz met with him and he said it wasn't a problem. He said another thing. The Knesset HaGdoilah says that this that the Rambam says, that a person that's a shoita b'davar echad has a din of a shoita, it's only if in that davar echad he's a shoita gomer. Meaning he's in your day b'toiv l'ra or b'in ra l'toiv. But let's say as a shtikla shoita, a bissel tzafidl. That doesn't make you a shoita in halacha. You have to be a shoita gomer. Says, I didn't hear any simonim ufakim that he's a shoita gomer in this inyan. He showed certain things of a shoita gomer now. He said, besides for that, if you look at the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam's Lashon is that love dafka, this the aforementioned simon, el kol mishen nitra for daita, the nibsen daita mishubesh is tamid, pedover min advar. This wasn't tamid. Rambam says tamid. It wasn't tamid. You have a maisa here. Really, the big story that the Frankfurt Bezdin was hinging on was the fact that he ran away on Shabbos. That story is the smoking gun, right? But the problem is, it happened one time. That's not tamid. And because it wasn't tamid, I don't know if that's enough to turn him into a shaita. Now, you just said even more than that. What happens if you have a person that Amali's a shaita, Amali's not a shaita? What's the first Gemara? It's the Gemara B'Sachtas Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chof Hei Amad Aleph, Dav Chof Ches Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, someone that's eaten shaita and eaten cholim. This man who shaita areu k'shaita l'chol davar. This man who cholim areu k'cholim l'chol davar. So he said, as like, Afilu no niyach. This is a very important punchline. Afilu no niyach, that you know with 100% certainty that his symptoms make him into the Rambam Shoyta B'davar Echad. But you would also have to know that he was a Shoyta at the time that he gave the get. Because he's not always a Shoyta. It was clear from the story. When they met him, he seemed a little off. And then by the chasen, he was gewaldic. Friday night, Shabbos, Shabbos, Brachis, he was praving. Shabbos day, can't even find him. Then he comes back, everything is good, and then he's giving a get. Right, so he seems to be Itim Cholom and Itim Shaita. He's textbook Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches Amaral. So really, the question is not even so much as he is Shaita now. The question is, what was his status at the time that the get was given? And he said there's only one person in the world that knows that. Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz. And Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz was made that he was cholim at the time that he gave the get. So if he was made that he was cholim at the time that he gave the get, what are we talking about? What is the sugya? What exactly is the discussion? He's the only person that would know. And we had another time. He says, you're telling me that you think he was a shaita, and therefore you can't divorce his wife. If he was a shaita, how'd he get married? The chasna happened 2 weeks before the gerushin. He was already showing simon in front of the chasna. That was the first time they had this little get together. So tonight we just have the man of shach. He made him a tasvek sveikil with a whole bondus. But tonight we this point. Beloshen amami is the man of shach. If you hold he's a shayt, then he can't divorce his wife. So then he's a shayt. He had no ability to get married either. But anyway, this is a sense, a feel for what's going on tonight. Yehuda. Let me just say one other thing. He said your whole idea of disrupting this get is based on what? It's based on the Shitas HaRambam. That the Rambam holds in the Shoyte B'davar Echad. Okay, Kedai HaRambam, right? But at the same time, it's under the Shitas Oichet. There's a Shita of Rabbeinu Simcha, and there's a Shita of Rabbeinu Avigdor. And he says the Beis Yosef brings these two Shitas in Hilchis Gerishin. It's a Mefurish of Beis Yosef and Simcha Kuf Yotes. Why did the Beis Yosef bring it? Because he's not supposed to be Chayesh for it, then he wouldn't have brought it. He brought it because Al-Kopanim, as a sniff, you have to be Chayesh for it. And according to those Shitas, as Zecher not a Shoyte. In fact, the Rishonim say it's a little mashma said the Noid B'Yudah. Could be you have to have all three even. But whatever. The bottom line is that he's for sure not a Shoyta. And if that's the case, he says you have a right to get up and say with 100% certainty that you don't have to be Chayesh for these Shitas of Rishonim when the Beis Yosef Kinnira in Hilchis Gittin was Chayesh for him. And then the Beis Yosef said one last thing. And this is brilliant, and this is the last part of this Tshuva that we're going to sneak out. Then the Noid B'Yehuda said, and the emes is, I have a diak, this is a diak niflo, mamish, which be zoicho, some slice of you, no voice, bekever, mamish in this place. And that is, the Noid B'Yehuda said, I think that you and others have a choice, even in the Rambam Shita. Let's say, the way we started the sugya is the Gemara Chagigah, where the Gemara says, what's a Shaita? Three Simonim, the fourth Simon, and then we have a Machlokes, Rambam and the Rishonim, whether or not these Simonim are dafka, or these Simonim are lav dafka. The Rambam is the one that seems to say the Simonim Alav Dafka. Where did he say it? Hilchos Eidos, Perek Tes, Halacha Tes. He says, V'loi, Shoyta, Shum, Mahalach, Orem, Meshaber, Kelim, Zerik, Avon, Bavar. Elo, Kol, Misha, Nitra, Vadaita, Benim, Tis, Taita, Mishu, Beshes, Tomit, Bedover, Min, Advorim. Afa, Pishu, Medaber, Vashol, Ke'inya, Beshar, Advorim, Eriz, Apostle, Bechal, Shoyta, Mi'choshe. Right, it's not often a Rambam. It seems to be non-negotiable. Zok, Tenoi, Debi, Yehuda. That, if you look at the Rambam's Hakdamah, the Rambam starts, he says, Hashoyt apostle le'edus min ha-Torah, lefish she'inoy ben mitzvahs. Funny reason. Rambam says, you want to know why Hashoyt is apostle le'edus? Because he's not chayiv in mitzvahs. Hashoyt doesn't have to put on tefillin. Oh, so he doesn't have to put on tefillin, he's apostle le'edus. No, he's apostle le'edus because he's a shayta. How can you say edus? That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Hashoyt is apostle le'edus, lefish she'inoy ben mitzvahs. The Kesef Mishnah is matmiya, and the Kesef Mishnah says that I tried chipasti, v'loi motzosi, I couldn't find him according to the Rambam. So the Yehuda says like this. Kesef Mishnah had a kasha on the Rambam. His kasha was that his eyes couldn't find the makar to this Rambam. So that kasha doesn't bother me. Because the inayim of the Rambam so much further than the eyes of even the Beis Yosef were able to see. And ulai ro harambam eze toisefta or eze Yerushalmi. And he based it on that. He said the Kesef Mishnah's kasha was bothered me. Of what's bothered me, yeah, is why did the Rambam need a new reason? And what is this reason? But why did he need it? A shaita's apostle is because he's a shaita. Why does he need a new reason? I would say like this. The emesis, he says, the Rambam throughout his Yad Chazaka talks about the halachas of shaita. Right? Think about how many times in Shas you have a cheresh, a shaita, and a katan. It comes out throughout Shas. And there's only one place that the Rambam wrote the Shtikl Torah, and that's in Perik Tes Hilchos Eidos. And the Noid B'Yehuda said it's a plea of an Amaisa. He says the Rambam brings this in one place in Halacha. This is the only place he brought it. Why did he bring it over here? He says, I think the reason is because the Rambam held like Rabbeinu Simcha, Rabbeinu Avigdor. He held that really the halach is that the only time a person is a shaita is if you can check off the boxes in the Gemara Chagiga. There was one place in halach where the Rambam said a shtikl Torah, and because of a shtikl Torah, brought a different halach. And thus is in Hilchas Eidos. And what's the shtikl Torah? That a shaita, because he's potim in a mitzvah, therefore he's posel Eidos. And what's the aside of this shtikl Torah? Zok Tanai, the Yehuda, look a few halachas earlier. And Halacha Dalet, it's the same parak in Rambam, same page. Ha'avodim psul edus min ha'Torah. And Eved Kenani is possible edus. Shenemar, va'aslisem loy kashazomim lasus wa'ochiv. Adrasha. Michlal she'ochiv kamoy. The only time you can say edus is if you're a brother. Right? We're brothers, proverbially speaking. That's when you could say edus. Ma'ochiv ben bris, hafo ed ben bris. Therefore, kalvachoyma la'akum, and certainly then, not only would a goy be possible edus, not only would an eved be possible edus, but a goy would also be possible edus. Why is it in the kalvachoymer? Because im avod, in shem ben miktsas mitzvois psulim, madach an eved kenadi, that's chayv in miktsas mitzvois, he's chayv in all mitzvois, like an isha, he's possible. So akum like koshkein, certainly a goy would be possible edus. The Rambam had a drosho, vasisam leikash hazomam lasis lo'ochim, he has to be ochiv kamo. And from that halacha, we learned that in Eved Kenani and in the Yehudi Apostle Eidos, because they're not chayv in 613 mitzvahs. In order to be a kosher egg, you have to be chayv in 613 mitzvahs. This is poshet. I don't think all the bati dinim would have any argument about this. Someone that's a shoyte b'dover echad, if there's a mitzvah that's negay of the dover echad that he's a shoyte in, it's poshet he's potter from the mitzvah. Right? What's it negeya? Like the Kotzker Rebbe used to say, the eshte mitzvah in the Torah is nitch design ha-shoyte, but ha-shoyte is part of the mitzvah. So he says, Abad, if you're a shoyte, even b'davar echad, you're a shoyte in this Indian, then come over, if I'm a shoyte in this Zach, how can you be mechayiv me to do the mitzvah? Echad nish kain das copy there. So the Rambam held that a shoyte b'davar echad is not a shoyte in Hilchus Shechita, in Hilchus Trumis, and all the different places in Halacha. It's just in Hilchus Eidos. Why? It's behemshech to what the Rambam's talking about. Because the shoyte b'davar echad is potter from any mitzvah that's negeya, his shigoya, his mishagas. There he'll be potter. And being that he's potter versus negeya that, he's not chayiv in all mitzvahs. And ochiv means our mitzvahs. Like the Rambam said, Eved Kenani is a smite. Why? V'fishne'enoi ben bris b'chol ha-mitzvahs. So he's also not chayiv in all mitzvahs. And that's why the Rambam only brought in Hilchus Eidos. So he says, I hold that really the Rambam was moided to Rabbeinu Simcha Rabbeinu Avigdor. There was never a machlokes about this. The only time a person's considered a shaita is if you can check off one of the four boxes in Chagiga Daf Gimel Amud Beis and Chagiga Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Ah, this Rambam in Hilchus Eidos, it's only a Rambam in Hilchus Eidos. And the Rambam gave a reason that the Kesef Mishnah was already ma'orah, and the Lachem Mishnah also ayin shom. Knoisa Kalim already mutchit. He says, Abaluleh de Mistafina, and he said, it's Poshetim. That this is for sure the Rambam. It's so glut, it seems so obvious that this is the Rambam. And then he said, I have a raya buru that this is right. A raya buru. He said, because the Tur in Shulchan Aruch talks a lot about the laws of Shaita as well. So I'll read to you two of the Shainas of the Tur. It's Hilchus Shechita. Yerudeya Sfim and Aleph, Mamash. Cheresh she'inu shemev in a medar. V'shoyta. What's a shoyta? Ayoyitz yichid ba'layla. Oy mekarei ha'ksusoy. Oy lom beveis ha'kvarius. Oy ma'avei toma ha'shenoyslamor. Afilu ba'achas me'elu. Even if a person only checks with one of these boxes. Em oysa derech shtus. Ha'reiz ha'shoyta. So the tour in Perikal Hilchashchita Paskin like who? He put the Gemara in Chagiga. He seems to be Shitas Rabbeinu Simcha and Rabbeinu Avigdor. The same exact word in Hilchus Eidos and Siman Lamed He, Snok the Shtur. Shoit the Apostle Lehe. The Zeu Shoit. I'll tell you what a Shoit is. Shnyoit Zichid Balai. Valom Eves HaKvaris. Valkarei HaKsusoi. Uma Abed Masha Noisam Loi. Ube Echo Ne'elu. Shnoisa Derech Shtos Nikra Shoit. Zok the Tor Vait. The Harambam Kosk. But I count in the Ksavim from the Rambam that the Rambam said, "V'loy shoyt b'shuhu mahalich arum b'mishaber kelim zayg aban ubavan." Ella, any person that doesn't make a shlus is bechalal shoyt b'mishaber. Said the Noi de Yehuda, why did the Tur only bring the Rambam in Hilchus Eidos? Why did the Tur say the same thing in Hilchus Shechita? You see the Tur Shechita. The Tur is Rabbeinu Simcha Rabbeinu Avigdor. It's pretty clear. V'Rambam kosav. I break the Rambam. Okay, this Rambam in Hilchus Eidos lafim tushdal to Hilchus Shechita. Why did he bring it in Hilchus Shechita? So the Noi de Yehuda said it was pasha to him. The reason he didn't bring it in Hilchus Shechita is because he understood the Rambam the way I understand the Rambam, and that this Rambam is only negeya. It's only negeya Hilchus Eidos, not negeya Hilchus Shechita. It's not negeya Hilchus Shechita. That's why I didn't bring it in Hilchus Shechita. But Sned and Oyd of Yehuda, we can argue back and forth all day. So this Itzik is a cholim, so he's a shoyta. I hold very, very stark this knowing the world he's a shoyta. And besides, even if he is a shoyta, it would only matter if he was a shoyta at the time that he gave the get. And by the way, you're assuming that he was a cholim at when he stood under the chuppah, and it was a shoyta 2 weeks later when he gave the get, which is untenable. And he says, besides, he's only a shoyta if you go like this Rambam in Hilchus Eidos. And as far as I know, the Rambam only said in Hilchus Eidos, he gave a reason And the Torah only brought in Hilchos Seudos. And what's Rabbeinu Simcha Ben Avigdor? Well, we're machin avek tis b'shoyim. He said, as far as I'm concerned, this is my sugya. And he said, Ech betach nochamo b'hachno. He says, I know I'm not worthy, and I know you're the best in Agadol, and I understand all the adjectives that he gave. Bahava rab, bahava son. You have to see it to believe it. But he said, I'm just telling you now. Ein l'dayin alamasha ein avroyas. And the Chachmei Yisrael don't have an obligation to listen to the Beis Din of Frankfurt. We have to do what we think, and it's poshut to me. Unless you tell me that I'm missing a piece of information, and there's something that I don't know, that this is the way it has to be. And then the Rebbe said as follows. He said that even though, to me, it seems pretty clear that this woman is able to get married, but at the same time, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait Yud Beis Chodesh from when the Frankfurt Beis Din said their thing. And it's based on an obscure halacha that a Beis Din maybe doesn't have to explain themselves right away, and they have up until 12 months before they explain themselves. So he said, I'm going to wait 12 months, and if 12 months pass and you don't explain yourself, I'm going to have no choice. I'm going to have to say what I say. It got late early, but if you look at the end of this long tshuva, he writes a poem to the Chachmei Frankfurt. A Betzach, he's begging him. This machloikis, this bezoyin that's happening now to this Yid, Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz, the Chachmei Ador, Shagas Aryeh was involved. And we're being the vaz of these great tzaddikim, these great ge'onim. What are we asking you for? Explain yourself. Just explain yourself. Just explain. It's all I'm asking for. They refused. They didn't budge. The next tshuva, the Chassam Sofer at the Beit of Yehuda, starts singing a little bit of a different tune. And this is already, just if you understand, if you look at the dates. So this all started in Tav Kuf Chav Vav. And then this whole Maisa with the Chachmei Frankfurt went into Tav Kuf Chav Zayin. This is Shabbos Shuva Tav Kuf Chav Ches. The Neid Yehuda writes in a letter about what he spoke about during his Shabbos Shuva drasha. He says he got up and he gave a drasha. And he said, Akinah v'atayva v'akovin moitzin as the Adam and Oyvah. And he said, unfortunately, this is something that we just witnessed in our generation. We had great Chachamim, Ge'oinim, Tzadikim, people that gave up their whole life for the Eivishta. But because of Abyssal Kinah and Abyssal Kovid, it was Mamish Moitzi them in Oyvah. And he spoke very, very sharp. And he said that somebody came to me and people, they told me that I should get up and I should put them in Cheir. He said, unfortunately, I don't have to put them in Cheir. I don't have to. He said, because Rabbeinu Tam already put them in Cheir. There's a Cheir for Rabbeinu Tam that if someone's Moitzi Laz on to get kosher, they're in Cheir. He said, I have nothing to be Moitzi about. Rabbeinu Tam already said, he spoke very, very sharp. And then he said that it's poshut to me that the Yud Beis Chodesh already passed and this woman is without question mutter to get married. And he says, V'hinini nishba b'rabim. He says, I'm going to swear b'rabim. Kochol niske liyois nashona hazois mutar me'agolos hamar k'shem sheo isha hazois muteres l'chol odom yisro. Chutz b'koyhanem ukroi. Because she's a grusha and she can't marry a koyin. And obviously a korev is also someone that she's not letting marry. This is the way he feared us. This is the way he feared us. His tshuva. It's interesting that there's a postscript. There's a postscript to this story. The postscript is this tshuva. This drasha was given by the Neid of Yehuda Shabbos tshuva. The day after Yom Kippur, Mimachras Yom Kippurim, Rabbi Avram Abishol was walking home from shul, and he suddenly dropped dead, died. Holach loyvamay. One of the biggest tzaddikim of the Dar. Whenever he's described, he's not just described as a tzaddik, a chacham, an onov, incredible. He mysteriously passed away, which was tragic. But in addition to that, it created a vacancy, a very, very large vacancy. Who was going to now become the next of Beis Din of Frankfurt? And the Chevra in Frankfurt got together and they decided that any gadol b'Yisrael, any rav that was on the other side of this argument was not going to be accepted. He won't even be a candidate. His application will be rejected. He cannot become the of Beis Din in Frankfurt. And the problem was that came out every single one of the Groys HaChachmi Yisrael of that Kufa, they were all on the other side. And as a result, they didn't have anyone to be an of Beis Din. A few years passed, and then the next rav of Frankfurt was appointed. And that next rav of Frankfurt was none other than the Hafla. The Hafla became the next rav of Frankfurt. And the reason is because the Hafla had never written anything to the Dayanim of Frankfurt. He had never said anything. But legend has it that although we don't have anything ever written from the Hafla, but really the Hafla had written a tshuva. He had written a tshuva, and he was going to be moichel like the Shagas Aryeh was, like Rabbi Yaakov Emden was, like the Rebbe Yehuda was, like the great Gaon of War. But as he finished writing his tshuva, his elbow knocked the inkwell, and it spilled all over his tshuva, and he saw it as a simon from Shemayim that he should never send the tshuva out. and the Hafla became the next Rav in Frankfurt. But Ashenegele in Yonenu, when you think of the Hashkocha and how Presburg to Prague comes together, because when the Hafla came to Frankfurt, there was a young boy who was living in Frankfurt at the time. His name was Rav Moshe Schreiber, who later would grow up to become a Talmud Muvik of this Rav in Frankfurt, the Hafla, who not only was a Talmud, but his Torah, the Petuchei Chosim that we spoke about, was 100% modeled on the Torah of the Hafla, learn Panam Yafas, learn Chsam Soifritz, me Inyan, me Inyan, Baisa Inyan. And really, that whole Hashkocha of the Chsam Soifer meeting up with the Hafla in Frankfurt was in some way a gram from what took place in Prague, from what took place in the Welt. It was because of the story of the Get Mikliva. Presburg to Prague, all coming together. Just as one final postscript. So what ended up happening with the couple? What happened with Itzik and Leah? You're not going to believe it. But legend has it, they actually remarried. They got married, and they lived happily ever after. So all of this was for naught.